they was following, and then this here bottle was blowing it.
Did they dance?
Huh?
Did people dance there?
Yeah, they danced.
What kind of dancing
spring.
Did they do?
They danced about what they did there, biggest springs, and then those four reading too. They had to dance all over back in them days.
Did both the women and the men dance, or just?
Yeah, women and men dance.
If you were going out to build a house, what would you pound the nails in with?
Hammer.
If you had a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
Tong.
If you had a horse pulling a buggy, before you hit him up, you'd have to back him up between the horses.
Chaise.
Now, can you explain to me about that? I don't know anything about it.
What's a chaise?
Uh-huh.
Well, just see this is the axle on the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a wheel here and a wheel over here. And one sheriff, it's a long piece, it's got a piece goes across here, and one sheriff over here and one over at the left. And then you got a iron piece come down and twist it, and it's got a hole in it, and you stick it in a little clip down there on the axle, and that's the sheriff.
And they
say it fits right this way. And goes in a thing on each side of the horse. I did have some harness over there, my brothers, maybe over a year.
I got all the springs that you use on a horse mixed up except a saddle. Or on a buggy either. What do you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
The steel outside?
Uh-huh, the steel part that goes around the
end. Room? No.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Wagon car. The rim comes around and puts spokes
through. When a horse is hitched up to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that traces are fastened to?
Double tree.
Now on a wagon, the thing traces come back to in order to hook on is called a what?
Single tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say he was what? What was he doing to his wagon? I mean to the wood. If he had a load of wood and he was taking it somewhere, what would you say was doing?
Hauling it.
What do you usually do with the wood when he hauled it?
Sell it or take it home and burn it.
Where did he find the wood?
Out in the woods.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and blanked it out of the way. If you're trying to get it out of the way, how would you get it moved?
Well, you tie a rope to it, get your horse to it and carry that rope.
Okay. And if you didn't have a horse to do it with and you wanted to get it moved yourself, how would you move it?
You'd have to take a pin hook and roll it out of it. Now, you're talking about a log.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very told me these things here. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit into?
Wheels of a wagon fit into?
Mm-hmm.
Axle.
Okay.
Speed.
Mm-hmm. If you're out sawing logs, what do you usually lay the log across to saw it? It's kind of an egg shape like this, and it's got a strip of wood between it. It's about 2 eggs, one on each end.
Sorry.
This chair squeaks. Mm-hmm. If your hair is all messed up and you wanted to straighten it before you would comb it, what would you use on it?
Brush.
Mm-hmm.